who could talk at four, read and write in his mother tongue Farsi, and could speak French at five and German at six, continued the same path. He spoke English by eight, Spanish by nine, Italian by 10, Arabic and Hebrew by 11 and 13, Portuguese and Esperanto by 16, Turkish and Swahili between 17 and 19, Pahlavi, Latin and Romanian between 20 and 22, Hindi by 23, Swedish by 24 and 26, Malayan by 27, and finally, while you're watching this film, he is learning Kurdish and Korean. From this perspective, he's among the first polyglots of the world. But how? At the foot of Iran's western Alvan mountain range stands Hamedan, one of the country's most storied cities. With a history of 4,000 years, it's considered one of the oldest cities in the world. Its refreshing air, pristine environment, and wealth of historical relics, dating back to key junctures in Iran's history, make it a prime destination for tourists worldwide. But in the heart of Hamedan lies the mausoleum of Avicenna, the most influential Iranian philosopher and scientist of all time, a figure celebrated throughout the world. Indeed, as little as 200 years ago, Avicenna's writings were commonly taught in prestigious European universities. Students wear gowns inspired by those worn by Avicenna at graduation ceremonies. But even in modern Iran, there are those who have followed in Avicenna's footsteps. Such is the story of one young man from Hamedan, Dr. Avi Pirhani.
Here is Avicenna tomb. Avicenna tomb was a very, very important happening in my life. The reason behind that is interesting. I saw the tourists who came to our city. They were talking to each other. They were looking for where to go for lunch, where to go for dinner, where to stay at. And at the age of five, I was very interested to know what they are talking about. So that was a reason for me to go to them, to talk to them, and I was very interested to communicate with them. That's why I tried to learn French at the age of five.
Dr. Pirhani is a gifted polyglot, to say the least. At the age of 14, his knack for learning new languages granted him a certain celebrity status in Iran.
Well, being eager in communicating with tourists was a very, very big helped me because it was the beginning of the process of language learning. I'm learning 19 different languages. My mother, fortunately, was a teacher. She taught me how to read in Persian. Reading in Persian was the real key to using a French-Persian dictionary. I found the words in dictionary, I found the meanings in Persian, and just kept the words just like a symbol, just like a character in my mind, so I kept them just like real symbols with different colors, with different coats. So I learned French in around less than 1 year, around 9 or 8 months.
Unlike many adults who find learning a foreign language a tedious and exhausting task, the young Pirhani saw learning new languages as a game. He was constantly on the lookout for excuses to learn a brand new tongue.
Für Deutschland und für Lothar Matthäus. Und schauen Sie mal, wie der Bursche kicken kann.
So when Germany won the World Cup in 1990, Pirhani decided to learn German. In fact, this was just the beginning of the story. Ali, who could talk at 4, read and write in his mother tongue Farsi, and could speak French at 5 and German at 6, continued the same path. He spoke English by 8, Spanish by 9, Italian by 10, Arabic and Hebrew by 11 and 13, Portuguese and Esperanto by 16, Turkish and Swahili between 17 and 19, Pahlavi, Latin and Romanian between 20 and 22, Hindi by 23, Swedish by 24 and 26, Malayan by 27, and finally, while you're watching this film, he is learning Kurdish and Korean. From this perspective, he's among the first polyglots of the world. But how?
My answer to this question is very short. I mean, I just used the natural way to learn a foreign language. Imagine a little boy is learning, acquiring a language. Let's say learning is different from acquisition. A child doesn't learn a language. He or she acquires a language. That's what we call acquisition. The interesting point is that I used many books, I mean, I read many texts, and then I guessed the grammar as a child acquires a language from his or her mom or father. بر اساس علاقه خودم به این بحث چیزی حدوداً 10 تا کودک رو با متدولوژی که خودم طراحی کردم به 10 تا کودک در مدت 4 سال 4 تا زبان آموزش داده شد و مرسی. سلام، حال شما
Dr. Pirhani is one of the first polyglots of the modern world. Every day, mothers in Pirhani's neighborhood approach him, asking what they can do to teach their own children new languages. Pirhani is well known in his motherland, but not because he knows 19 foreign languages. Rather, he is known for the teaching methods is designed on the basis of his own personal experiences, methods based on self-learning.
Many people do not know how to learn different languages. How to learn a foreign language is half learning. Learning to learn a foreign language is a very important part of language learning. Self-learning is a very crucial part of language learning.
Pirhani believes everyone is capable of learning 3 to 4 languages easily, even those in their 60s. You don't need to have an inherent talent to learn a new language, he claims. What you do need is inner motivation. With the help of his fellow researchers and foreign language instructors, Pirhani has been working to perfect these methods to facilitate the language learning process. These methods aim to boost motivation and accelerate the rate at which new information is stored in the brain. This is done through a mixture of tutorial discussions, psychology, as well as Pirhani's own rules of thumb.
Is that it's more like fun. You just start playing a game, and it's not just like learning a language just as hard as those previous old-fashioned methods.
These exercises help the students, also, you know, everybody, to retrieve data from their memory easily.
It is completely indirect method of learning,
You know. It's not giving you input. It's working with what is in your mind already.
Something between language and psychology.
Many people think learning a foreign language is just learning just few words, grammar, structure. This is a wrong idea. Learning a foreign language is just to know how to communicate in the particular language, how to play in that language. So if you cannot play well, if you cannot play well a role in that particular language, in that intended language, you are not a well, you're not a good language learner.
Pirhani says learning a language has little to do with following rigid rules. What is more important is to make friends with the language one is learning, to live with it, and to feel the same way towards it as one does towards their mother tongue. One of Pirhadi's innovation follows precisely this strategy called internalization. It encourages the learner to approach the process of learning a new language as though entering a new fascinating world. These methods stand in sharp contrast to the more conventional approach, one that involves memorizing heaps of vocabulary and intricate grammatical rules, only then to acquire a mechanical understanding of language that has little practice use.
If you know different languages, you have different worlds. You are different persons. For example, I'm an Italian person. I'm an Italian guy. Glass, for me, means something. For an Arab, glass of water, that glass of water, means something else. What I'm trying to say is that if you know different languages, you are acquainted, you are familiar with different worlds, with different thoughts, behaviors, ideas. I like walking very much because I usually every day I talk to myself in different languages. Sometimes I talk to myself in Arabic, sometimes I talk to myself in French, and sometimes I talk to myself in German. So when I'm talking, I feel okay because I can talk to different personalities.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Allez, Virani. Merci.
Enchanté.
Passez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Bah, oui, merci.
Wie geht's?
Sehr gut, danke schön.
Freut mich. Hello, how are you?
Good evening. Fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Pirhani appears regularly on Iranian TV shows as an expert in language education. Not only do these shows attract a sizable following domestically, but they also reach large foreign audiences via satellite.
آی دکتر امروز برای ما چه بحثی رو آوردیم و قراره در مورد چی صحبت بکنیم چه نکته خاصی چه ترفند خاصی برای اینکه زبان را راحت تر یاد بگیریم
امیدوارم سخت تر نکنه کارو
نه ان شاء الله
TV appearances aside Pirhani also hosts seminars inside and outside the country on the topic of foreign language instruction Today, Pirhani intends to teach one such seminar in Qom, one of the two centers of religious learning in the world of Shia Islam. Each year, the city hosts a considerable number of foreign students from various countries of the world, eager to immerse themselves in the theological sciences. Ali believes that the only possible way to develop linguistic skills like reading, writing, listening, or speaking is to be good at what he calls pre-skills. Some of these pre-skills depend on the structure of human brain, such as coding, calling data to the memory while learning another language. And some depend on psychological characteristics, such as having self-confidence in communicating with others when talking in a foreign language.
اینجوری بکنید واو آره اینجوری نه اینجوری هم اعتماد به نفس نداری چی یاد بگیر باقی لنگویج
من اطلاعاتتون رو از خودتون گرفتم به خودتون
Pirhani's lifelong goal has been to instill one idea in those who wish to learn a new language, that success, whatever it may be, lies within them and rests on their own capacity and self-knowledge. And that with smart planning and a little bit of perseverance and motivation. That's exactly what Pirhani did himself. Dr. Pihani has a master's degree in international law and a PhD in teaching foreign languages. Yet, he still considers himself a student in his own field. The 27-year-old from Hamedan still manages to devote 3 hours a day to learning new languages, despite the extensive research and teaching that consumes much of his time, and in the spirit of Avicenna, he continues to do so to this day.